morning, good evening, whatever the case may be, coming to you from Comic City 2 in Madison, Tennessee,
son of Maddie,
and via the internet around the world, it's the Geekly Debate, and what do we got on topic today?
The best Christmas special of all time!
Alright, yeah, I am David, and joining me is...
Gomer.
Adam.
Robert.
Taylor.
Fight!
Alright, so yeah, last week we did best movie. Christmas movie, like feature-length film.
Yeah.
This time we're doing probably the broader wealth of material, Christmas specials.
There are so many great ones.
This could be a
ones.
Christmas special of a cartoon, this could be a Christmas special of a TV show, or it could be something just specifically made that doesn't really tie in with anything else. There's plenty of those.
Yeah. So could we choose like a Christmas episode of like a sitcom?
Sure.
I don't know why we would, but we could.
If you want to make that argument, sure, go for
it. Yeah, I don't want to. I was just asking.
Okay, to be honest, my favorite episode of Friends might be the one where they have the holiday armadillo because they couldn't find a Santa outfit.
Yes, yes.
I'm not going to pick that one, though.
Me neither. So should I go first?
Go first, sure.
My favorite Christmas is Charlie Brown Christmas. Easy. The tree, yeah. The dancing, the fun. Yes. I love it. I don't think I have to
say
anything
else.
That's
the best message.
It does. It has a great message.
I'm almost glad you said that one first.
Good.
Because
just get it out of the way.
Yeah, we need to... Charlie Brown Christmas Special is, well, special.
Exactly.
It's probably the most heartfelt, the most endearing, and the most iconic of all Christmas specials anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, okay, gush on it. Go ahead.
I mean, it's so hard not to gush on everything Peanuts, but in this one... I said peanuts. Peanuts, guys.
Peanuts.
Peanuts. Okay?
That's all peanuts.
The moment is ruined, but okay.
The moment is totally ruined. I was going to be heartfelt. And
I'm glad I wasn't the only one.
The tree. The Charlie Brown tree. I think I might. The reason for the season. Whatever. Who else wants to talk about Charlie Brown?
Okay, Linus's speech.
Yes.
We probably all need to talk about that.
Amazing.
And okay, Charlie Brown is it's actually a more complicated message than you would think at first glance, because all the kids around him are caught up in the commercialism, getting the fake aluminum trees.
Mm-hmm.
Snoopy's getting all the decorations for prizes. The kids are all like, when they're doing the school play about Christmas, what they're trying to do really has nothing to do with Christmas.
That's right.
And Charlie Brown's frustrated the whole time; he can't articulate. There's something wrong here, but I can't really say what it is. And Linus is like, oh, well, here's the problem. And
yeah.
He steps forward, gives the speech about what Christmas is really about.
And just a month or two before, they were dogging him for that great pumpkin crap. You know? And he knew what he was talking about.
Yeah.
And doesn't Snoopy also fight the Red Baron in that?
In the Halloween special?
Yeah. No, in the Christmas special.
No.
He doesn't do that in the Christmas special?
Just Halloween. Okay, maybe other ones, but not Christmas.
Yeah, maybe other ones.
And in Halloween, but
yeah.
Whatever, okay.
Awesome, awesome special. Let's go to the next one.
Well, just...
Oh, we want to talk about Charlie Brown? Let's keep going!
I want to talk about the ending real
quick. Okay.
Because that's another big moment.
Yes.
Just like the moment where like the kids kind of come to their senses, they go to Charlie Brown, and they're doing the hokiest singing I think I've ever
seen. It is so hokey.
But then
it's endearing
Merry
now.
Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
It's a good moment to end on.
It's a great moment. It's an awesome special. I think Christmas specials are made towards kids.
Yeah.
You know, and this is just perfect for kids, and it's timeless. They'll be playing it. They've been playing it for 50 years. They'll play it for another 50.
Yeah, I think no matter how far we get away from it, it's over 50 years old now, right?
It was
in the
50s. Oh, I think. There was
a story about the... producers or the people who made it being at some dinner, I forget what it was, ABC, NBC, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And basically they were like, it's the worst thing. And some drunk guy was like, it'll run forever. And the drunk man is right.
Yeah. It will run
but
forever.
I think every now and then we need Linus to stand on the stage and remind us what Christmas is about.
Exactly. Even though he has a blanket, he's got that blanket issue. It's okay. It's all right. His sister's a bitch. It's okay.
No, he's using that blanket.
He uses it for a lot. Doesn't he have like Indiana Jones scenes with that blanket?
In the Christmas special, he like throws snowballs with it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Marks
that's actually pretty...
It's
pretty BA.
Yeah,
so. All right, let's go to another
Arthur
one.
Arthur Dent before there was an Arthur Dent.
Yeah.
Right. David.
Do you have a favorite? The best?
The stop motion Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Awesome animation. I don't like the story at all.
I like it.
Those reindeer are so mean.
They are.
They're bigots. I want to just punch them in the face.
Everyone in the North Pole is
an awful
creature. I want to be a dentist. Well, you're an elf.
Yeah, man. Jerks.
Well, even Santa, like, oh, well, it could have been on the reindeer. If his nose wasn't red.
What the fuck, Santa? What's Santa's problem?
Until Santa needs him.
Yeah.
Then, oh, Rudolph. Then everyone's, oh, we
also,
love you, Rudolph.
Also, misogynist. So if I were like, Donner's like, no, this is man's work. It could have been like, no, it's too dangerous. I don't want you to get hurt. But no, this is man's work.
Oh, man.
Stay in the kitchen.
Thank you.
Stay in our reindeer kitchen and make me reindeer food or something.
What? What? It is, man.
But, you know, you got, like, Yukon Cornelius. You got the Yeti, the Abominable Snowman, whatever he's called nowadays.
I've kind of become cynical about it, but you're right. There's lots of
good stuff. There's the snowman with silver and gold.
They build up the douchiness so they can show you how bad the douchiness is.
That's a good point.
The Island of Misfit Toys.
There shouldn't even be a thing like that. Can't we all get along? Why are we segregating everyone?
Remember, everyone in the North Pole is an asshole. So these misfit toys had to go live in their ghetto with the Manticore King, who's like the only nice guy in the movie.
Yeah, and he's got a terrible name.
It's Manticore King. Manticore is the only nice guy in the movie.
I actually know what the king actually has a name.
He has a name. He's a lion with wings. That's a Manticore, right?
Am I imagining that?
I think there was a scorpion tail, pretty much.
Yeah, there was a snake tail involved. But
he's not a Manticore. He's a kind of.
I love the animation.
His name was Moonraiser.
Okay.
Really?
All right. Sounds weird. That's why we call him the Manticore King.
Because his name is Moonraiser.
Cool.
Okay. Like James Bond?
That's Moonraker.
Oh, what did you say?
Moonraiser.
Oh, Razor. Like,
raises the moon.
Like he raises the moon.
Okay. That's why we call him Manticore King. But the animation in that is brilliant. I wish they would do more of that, man. I wish
they did a whole bunch.
What the fuck are you talking about? There's like a
No, I mean now.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Frosty the Snowman.
I wish stop motion.
Claymation has kind of gone out of fashion. I think for a reason.
I'd love that stuff, man.
I think it was Harold and Kumar did like the joke where they did the claymation aspect of their movie.
Community had a Christmas episode.
There was some years ago the whole. It wasn't Rudolph, but it was Heat Miser.
The Heat Miser.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that last time, too, about The Year Without a Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they did, like, a live action one with, like, the guys from Roseanne or something. Long time
weird.
Ago.
That's
really
weird.
Weird.
I'm Mr. Goldfinger. Mr. Snow.
See, that sounds like a James Bond thing, too. Who else has a pick? I love the animation in that.
It is great. I would go with the original cartoon version of How a Grinch Stole Christmas.
Oh,
okay.
Awesome.
That was probably going to be mine. So let's jump in on this.
Awesome pick.
It's just a great movie.
Yeah.
It's just a great watch. It teaches you the real meaning of Christmas.
Yeah.
But you still get to watch a dude be a jerk the entire time.
Yeah.
So basically you've got Charlie Brown Christmas special and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer rolled into one.
You have the whimsy of Dr. Seuss, all these imaginative creations that he puts on there, and then the rhyming's being Dr. Seuss is really good.
Mm-hmm. And the animation is fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Tex Avery?
Yes.
Boris Karloff, right? Was the
Boris
voice
Karloff
of
the Grinch. Voice of the Grinch.
And he was singing in that. Oh, man.
You're a vile one.
And I think that was Tony, the guy who did the voice of Tony Tiger.
No. Oh, yeah, maybe.
I wouldn't touch you with a 10-foot pole. He's a crocodile.
There's a moment in the Grinch at the very end, which it might actually, to me, be a better This Is What Christmas Is About moment, even than the Linus. And then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before. What if Christmas, he thought, doesn't come in from the store?
Yeah.
What if Christmas means just a little bit more?
It's such a moment. It's such a, and then he saves the day, and
even in the live action Jim Carrey moment, I loved that scene.
Yeah.
But in the cartoon, though, it's just kind of this little aha moment.
Yeah.
That is what Christmas
he gets it. Yeah.
And his heart grew three times.
Yeah. And him getting it,
gained
the audience
strength
got
of 10 Grinches plus 2. Okay, I messed up the rhyme.
It's sort of
that
like
is a line.
It's been like
the true spirit of Christmas shone through when the Grinch gained the strength of 10 Grinches plus 2. And they just let the fucking sleigh.
Green, red, awesome. Strong.
That was awesome.
It's sort of like half of A Christmas Carol times a hit of acid plus cool poetry. And what else do you need?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah, The Grinch Stole Christmas is
it's a good movie.
It's a good special.
Good special.
Bob's got one. Star Wars, right?
No.
The Star Wars Christmas special is one of the most heinous pieces of shit ever.
That's why they hide it. That's why they hide it terribly.
George Lucas, who is not ashamed of Jar Jar Binks or Howard the Duck, is ashamed of the Star Wars Christmas special.
I don't think
special.
He should be ashamed of Howard the Duck.
He is. He's tried. Okay, he should be, yes. But
I don't know if he should. I don't think he should.
It's awful. We're off topic, but.
We are way off topic.
Right,
we're giving Bob a moment to think. Because he should have already had an answer chosen.
We ambushed him with a crappy Christmas special.
Yeah.
Go ahead and go, Taylor. I'll have one in a minute.
Oh, he'll have one in a minute.
I was going to say the Grinch, so yeah. I kind of already went.
Well, do you have another one?
I could probably think of another one.
Or maybe not.
Well, hold on. I didn't realize that I would be put on the spot.
It is.
This.
We're going to ding, 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 ding.
How has this shifted to me now? This is Bob's fault. Okay,
y'all are the ones that mentioned the Star Wars POS.
I mentioned it, yes. I figured that might have been your pick, man.
Yeah, you're right.
You picked Home Alone.
As always, it's Gomer's fault.
It is. That's fine.
All right.
I love taking responsibility.
Okay.
It's a good debate, guys.
Grinch would probably be first for me.
Easily,
Charlie Brown
yeah.
would probably be second
yeah,
for me.
It's hard,
so
man.
You're having to go with a third pick?
Do you have another
Maybe.
Pick?
I might.
Let me think.
Well, we should communicate something to
yeah,
our
we
audience.
Yeah, we can't have dead air.
So,
all right. I am going to royally lose my nerd card with this.
Do it, Bob. That's what we're here for.
I actually watched the Glee Christmas episode.
Oh, yeah, dude. I wasn't thinking you would go there.
We're not a judgmental sort.
I'm going to judge the hell out of you on this.
No, I've never seen it. I don't know if it's good or bad. I'm not going to crap on you because it's Glee.
I'm not saying it's... But here's the thing. They cover
Christmas
all
songs.
Of these Christmas songs. They do the Isle of Misfit Toys. They do the Grinch.
In overproduced pop song. Pop style. Awesome.
But that's besides the point. It actually has... They're going to say it to raise money for their club. And
for the Glee Club.
Right. And one of the teachers throws a shoe at them. That's great. It reminds me of George W. Bush.
Is that what you think about when you think of Christmas ex-presidents?
Shoes getting thrown, I guess.
The shoes getting thrown part. But the whole point was the music. I enjoyed the song.
It is kind of a greatest hits collection, I suppose.
It's the greatest hits
of all these other things we've been mentioning. Rudolph and Grinch.
Yeah.
Right. Like I said, I'm giving up my nerd card for that.
It's okay.
Because everyone stole all the good ones.
That is a black mark on your nerd card. You get a check mark.
No, don't be judgmental, Gomer.
Isn't this the Geekly Debate? Isn't this what we're supposed to do?
Oh, yeah.
That's a terrible pick, Bob.
Be judgmental for logical reasons, not for...
Glee is one of the worst shows ever. It takes stereotypes, throws them into a show, and then tells you not to think of them as stereotypes.
Exactly.
It's an oxymoron of itself.
That's a fair point.
It's an oxymoron onto itself.
I say it was a great show?
It's despicable.
I said I enjoyed the Christmas special. They even make fun of the Star...
That is a whole different thing right there.
In the Christmas special, they even make fun of...
Themselves?
The Star Wars Christmas special.
Okay. Well, that's cool. So, I guess what the reason you think it has a good appeal is because it's an homage to all the other Christmas specials.
Exactly.
I can see an appeal there. Okay. I'll give you that. A little bit extra. But Glee is just one of the worst shows I've ever seen. It's bad. And I love musicals, dude. I'm one of the biggest fans of musicals. I know. And,
Never said it was a great show.
Awesome.
But I enjoyed that Christmas special.
Awesome. Cool. All
right.
Awesome.
You know what? Fuck it. Futurama Christmas episode.
There you go. Awesome, dude. That is an awesome pick.
It must be an archaic pronunciation.
Of what? Oh, Christmas.
like
they call it Xmas.
It's, like X. It used to be pronounced Ask. It's now X.
Hey, Quan's the bot.
Quan's a bot. Yeah.
I'm still having these books out.
Santa is doing his reign of terror.
Yeah, Santa's a big android robot.
Yeah. Help us, Jesus! I don't know who opened them up.
And then it's like, I just love the end of it, especially where like, yeah. He gets in the empty presence, like, hey, this is empty. Oh, but I think the message is clear. Play Santa again, and I'll kill you next year.
Yeah, man.
There's I like love four that. Or five Futurama Christmas specials, though.
That's the best one, though. We know what he's talking about.
They knew immediately the one I was talking
about. Boom! Yeah, exactly.
The first one is the one where he goes out and spends $500 on the bird when he almost gets caught by the Santa bot.
Yeah.
Okay. But speaking of Christmas specials, okay, other honorable mentions then. The Simpsons Christmas special where they have Gary Coleman.
Yes.
That's my favorite of those.
That's good. Community's Christmas special, we brought it up, but I love it. It's awesome. It's stop motion sort of throwback, and they're trying to teach Abed the spirit of Christmas because he's autistic, he's got Asperger's, you know, and he can't really figure it out. Yeah, it's really cool. Really cool.
Asperger's is on the autism spectrum. So.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, very cool. Very cool episode.
I'm going to dig deep and go with the Pee-wee Herman special.
Dude, yes! That's not even digging deep. I love that. Yeah.
He gets all these fruitcakes and he builds a whole room.
Yeah. Awesome. Any other honorable mentions?
I had one in my head a minute ago. I kind of lost it now.
Yeah, I mean, there's always those ones that play, you know, just every year. And I think we just kind of forget about them until we see the commercial for them again. You know, like we mentioned the Burgermeister, Meister Burger. I love that.
From
Santa Claus.
Yeah. Now, isn't there also like a little mouse in there too who does some stuff? And he's like a smart mouse and he wants to fix the clock so Santa Claus knows what time it is.
Oh, yeah. That's the same thing. The night before Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. Love that.
The night before Christmas.
See, I didn't even do much research for this.
Well, not really a Christmas special, but... Night Before Christmas is my favorite Christmas story, just about.
Yeah. Now, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, that's good.
The Mickey Mouse Christmas Carol, wasn't that technically a TV special?
It was.
A movie?
I don't think it was full length, so yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Well, it may have only been an hour. It's hard when you get into those animation, because it wasn't a full... It wasn't on the...
It wasn't at theater.
Yeah, it wasn't in the theater.
So then it was initially a TV special.
Yeah. And so they just invented mice, you know, different Mickey Mouse family, you know, and then...
Which was the introduction of Scrooge McDuck.
That's what I was about to say. You don't get DuckTales without...
DuckTales was a... was it? Scrooge McDuck was in the comic
But
in the animation...
But in the animation side of it...
That was the introduction of Scrooge McDuck in the animation.
It wouldn't have been... He wouldn't have come back into popular appeal without that. Yeah. And I don't think Scrooge McDuck was the greedy... dude back in the 50s, was he?
Yeah.
Oh, was he?
Yeah,
his name is Scrooge McDuck.
No, I know. Yes, but I didn't think... I thought they had... Well, they obviously took a lot from that Scrooge character, the miserly character in Dickens' Christmas Classic.
The fact that they named him after the character in Dickens' Classic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
to make that connection.
No, I'm just saying. So what did come first, you know, the idea for the DuckTales show or... Scrooge being a character, the character that he was named after, 50 years he was named after it. That's odd, dude. The order of how things went with the whole Scrooge McDuck thing. It's odd.
I don't know if the Christmas Carol came out before
the DuckTales. No, it came out definitely
before.
We
are way the fuck off topic.
No, we're still talking about Christmas Carol.
We're talking about Scrooge McDuck.
Well, he was in the Christmas Carol.
It's tangentially related.
We're talking about the history of Scrooge McDuck. We're not talking about Christmas TV specials.
Any other...
That was Donald.
Any other... well, Scrooge is just Scottish, right? That's all he's got, which makes no sense at all,
What was the name of his nemesis? It was like...
Glomgold.
Yeah, Glomgold. Yeah. Yeah.
But we're getting off topic.
Yeah, I thought you didn't want us to be on the DuckTales.
Sorry. You're right.
Okay. Any other Christmas specials... that we'd like to honorably mention. Doctor Who? We don't want to talk about any of the Doctor Who specials. They have one every year.
Doctor Who Titanic episode.
If I have to pick one, I'm going to
do Kylie Minogue as the guest.
The Christmas Carol with Michael Gambon.
Okay, yep.
That was great.
Yeah.
And actually about Christmas.
Yeah. That's the problem with a lot of the...
but that was also a retelling of the Christmas Carol.
But that's okay. Yeah. That's okay. With Doctor Who.
It was told in the Whovian style, though, with time travel shenanigans and flying sharks.
Yeah.
Yep.
But the thing about a lot of the Doctor Who Christmas specials, they kind of miss the point that it's Christmas time.
Most of them, precious little to do with
it's
Christmas.
It's weird.
But yeah.
Cool. Do we want to talk any other honorable mentions? Seriously? There aren't any more?
It's hard to narrow it down.
What about the recent Toy Story specials that they had? They just had one last year that was really good. They're doing another one this year.
I haven't seen it, so
it's good. I like it.
They were okay, but
yeah, I know.
Never considered the best.
And I haven't seen the very Shrekness either.
That's actually good, but it's Shrek. It's Shrek. Did anyone see Saturday Night Live?
Shrek's been oversaturated at this point.
And so she was taking questions from the audience. When I said, "Is Shrek really as moody as he is in the movie?" It's funny. Cool. Well, let's wrap it up. Thanks for listening, everybody. Check us out on iTunes. Leave us a rating. Thanks to Comic City 2 for everything we do. It's our home away from home.
We love you, Mark.
Check out everything on OutrageGeekery.com, news, reviews, all that stuff. And have a Merry Christmas.
This has been the Geekly Debate. Join us next week. Same geek time, same geek channel. We'll